front of me, I have an old Aurora that my dentist bought at an auction. It's the school yearbook for 1893. And at that time, there was a professor named John Goodison, one of the dormitories is named after him. And he was a professor of geography and drawing, curious combination, and he came from Sheffield, England, and died around the turn of the century. That's the earliest record that anyone has of of an art department or any real art program at Eastern. Of course, it was called Michigan State Normal College then, and it was its pride was that it was the biggest teacher training institution west of the Alleghenies. My awareness of the art department, well, my brother went to school here in chemistry, so I became aware of the school. My father went to school here too. I became aware of the school about 1935, the year I graduated from high school. And I couldn't afford to go to college, so I worked at Stouffer's in Detroit and went to Cass Tech and Meinzinger's for art school. And then I came here in 1940. And at that time, there were five people on the staff, and there were maybe 50 art majors, and they were all in an art education program, which was very well established by that time. Apparently, I came about two or three years after a very famous art department head, Bertha Goodison, died. And I'm not too sure of her background, but her successors were a team, Orlo Gill and Helen Sweet. Helen Sweet was a graduate of the Art Institute of Chicago. Orlo Gill was a graduate of U of M Art Department. And I was here then as a student. And I came back and finished at the end of World War II. By that time, the department had six members. When I finished my master's degree at U of M, this is my history, but it's also the history of the department as I see it. So by that time, there were still only about five people teaching in the department. And the president then was brand new, President Elliott, president of the university. And he allowed Mr. Gill to hire me as a first edition in several years. In about 3 years after that, Orlo Gill died, and he had, in his time, established a statewide art education annual conference that later became the Michigan Art Education Association. So Eastern has really always been the leader in the art education field. I guess our only close competition or prestige in art education was two women at MSU, Alma Getch and Catherine Winkler. But we formed the Michigan Art Education Association and continued to turn out the best qualified art teachers in the state of Michigan. We then appealed to, the year that Mr. Gill died, I was sent as a search committee all over to find a new department chairman. And we chose a man named August Freundlich. And that's F-R-E-U-N-D-L-I-C-H. And August Freundlich was a very young man from New York University. And he stayed on here as department head for probably 5 years.